Morning.
Doja.
Doja. Brock Hunter, Doja Cat. Does she get distracted by
proms? It's prom season, Brock, so I've done a few proms on the weekends. And
Doja Cat, yeah. She's hot right now, man. She's hot right now.
They love the Doja.
You got to play that. Doja Cat, love it. Meow. Anyway, good morning. 7:38, Brock Hunter, the Plan B Morning Show. It is time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Township. Who is hiring? You want a place that wants to grow with you, has awesome benefits, great starting pay, just all the things you're looking for in that career, that next step. Well, check out special-lite.com. Get started on that new career today with Specialite. Your topic for today, what tasks are you tired of doing as an adult? Now, this is a little bit different. Now, maybe you could look at some of the adult things like laundry and this and that and the other, but maybe dig a little bit deeper, like tasks. And for me, I'll give you an example. Maybe this will help out with your answer. But the task that I'm just really tired of doing as an adult is the having to go to all these other adult things. And here's what I mean by that. I don't know why as adults, we're like, we got to fill up our weekends with like get togethers, like just hanging out with like, well, we haven't seen so-and-so in a while. Why don't we? And I'm like, nah, do we need to though? Like if there's a reason.
You know, come on. We need that more now than ever. You're a terrible person.
Look,
you need to get out there
just,
and be
no,
on.
Now, I'm not saying we don't do that, but it just seems like every weekend there's got to be.
You got to fill it up with something.
Some kind of barbecue or some kind of this or that. Or, you know, so-and-so bought a new refrigerator, so we got to go check it out. It's like, no, I don't. I don't need.
So is it fair to say if you show up somewhere, more likely than not, you don't want to be there?
Pretty much. And I don't think that's because I don't like Hunter. If you guys have me over for something, it's not that I don't like you as people. I just don't want to do anything. That,
you're just a bum and you like to sit at your house and, you know, just be by yourself.
Like we're having a new patio put in the backyard, and I'm mortified the fact that now we probably gonna have people over to check out the new patio.
Over to check like, it out and like, stand
oh,
on
yeah,
it.
We,
oh,
yeah, like nice look at patio. This. You know, I'm gonna have to sit there and make conversation about a cement pad in my backyard, and I don't wanna do it, okay? Yeah. I don't want to do it. I'm going to have to put regular clothes on. I'm going to have to talk about God knows. Like I just, it's not for me. It's not for me.
Are you putting your handprints in the patio?
No, no. Put my ball prints in that patio. it's just, it's all the adult things that we have to get together and discuss as adults. I'm just, it's exhausting and I'm tired of doing it.
Yours is a little more jerkish than mine, so.
That's fine. I'm a jerk. You know what? That's fine. And if I never get an invitation to anything else for the rest of my life, I'm okay with it, all right?
I don't want to be here.
I don't want to be there anyways.
Mine's simple, dude. You know what? Hopefully, I don't have to deal with it for months. But God knows, because it's Michigan, who knows? But you're just brushing your car off of snow. It's just, it sucks. It's just terrible.
Well, you got to get a garage, man.
I know. I do really need a garage. Yeah. You know, or just even one of those things that hang over. But here's the thing, man. I'm starting to understand why people go south with the birds. You know, as you get older, you're like, dude, yeah, my joints are hurting a little bit more in this cold. And I just don't want to brush my car off anymore. It sucks.
So
it's
just
terrible.
The task of surviving winter, you're tired of it.
Here's the thing. If it was like a month shorter, maybe 2 months shorter, it'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Be perfect. Because there is something about winter that I do like, you know? It's good for the body, I think. I think your body needs that change, you know? And anyway, that's probably my answer, is just brushing snow off my windshield. Because I don't brush it off anything else. It's just the one spot on the windshield.
The one spot on the windshield,
the back
right
windshield
there.
And then my mirrors, and I'm out of there.
And two, like, I didn't realize as an adult how important, like, a decent snow brush was. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. I know sometimes you got to make do with that.
The broom style one is amazing.
Dude.
That's the one.
I spent like $30 on a snow brush. Like, and I never thought, like, even buying it, I'm like, what am I doing with my life? This is insane. Is this what being an adult is?
There's a life hack, and I think it's a local girl, and she blew everything off with a snowblower, or not a snowblower, a leaf blower.
Oh, that's smart.
Until it's like that real heavy snow, though.
Yeah.
You ain't leaf blowing that off your car. That's for sure.
I've used an actual shop broom before. Just right there.
Works
works. It works great. Works great. So, you know,
my answer, man. Snowy stuff.
I just thought of another one. What task that I'm tired of doing as an adult? Changing batteries in everything, just constantly. Just constantly changing batteries.
Hey, tell your wife to chill out over there, would you? What are you changing batteries at all?
Well, you got your TV remote battery, smoke detectors, carbon.
What do you get? Great value batteries, man?
Baby toys. Like, dude, I'm telling you, like, I spend at least 24 hours in a week just changing batteries. Mm-hmm. Like, that's it. Like, there's always batteries to be changed. Always. Mm-hmm.
Dude, I'm telling that Willy Wonka battery's on its way. That's for real.
Dude, I will be so happy that day comes.
The everlasting battery. Yeah. It's coming, dude.
I mean, it's just nuts. Just
your problem will
constantly
be fixed here in the near future.
I mean, when I'm buying a hundred count box of double A's and going through that thing,
jeez, dude.
No, Kiki, her thing takes D batteries. Like, that thing is... No, man. No. If you think
she's
what...
She's working from home.
You think what Kiki's using is taking little double A's. No, that thing, you got to plug into the wall. That makes the lights
fire
flicker.
Up the generator. The town gets a little dimmer.
It makes the lights flicker in the house.
What happens?
It's got a gas motor on that thing, man. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What task are you tired of doing, or tasks are you tired of doing as an adult? We'll have your answer when we come back. Stick around.
Brock Hunter.
Hey.
You're better. You're better.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Bye-bye. Well, good morning. It's 7:52. Brock Hunter.
Morning.
Justin. Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Township. What task or tasks are you tired of doing?
I'm tired.
As an adult. Let's take a phone call here. WIRX, hello.
Hey, I got one for you.
Go for it.
Grocery shopping. I hate people in general. I mean, to go out and freaking go grocery shopping, yeah, it's a necessity, but to go out and deal with the freaking lines and deal with the freaking idiots, you know, at the cashier, then you got the Karens on top of it, so.
Hey, man, I'm right there with you, because you need to do it, and I think the fact that you need to do it is what sucks. That's the worst
part.
Yeah. Nice.
I mean, yep, you got to do it, but regardless, I hate people, so here we are.
All right, have fun at the grocery store, buddy.
Yeah, later, man.
Later. Think about that, though, Hunter, real quick, because there's a task that we have to do. So at least once every 2 weeks, let's say every 2 weeks, you have to go out.
To do it or you'll die.
You're just in a bad mood the whole time. Like, it's a task that you're doing.
It's a hassle.
Yeah.
It's a hassle.
Yep.
I got a question for you. Do you watch the counter as you're swiping, or like when the person's the counter lady or whatever?
I do. I usually check out myself. That's usually what I do.
You do self-checkout?
Yep, self-checkout. Yep.
Depends on how much supply we got.
Yeah, you know? Even if I got a full cart, I'm like, I'm self checking out. Let's keep the human interaction as little as possible.
I don't like weighing out the tomatoes and all that stuff or whatever. I can never find it on the screen.
You just have to search tomato.
I know.
They make it too difficult. Let's go to Facebook here. What task are you tired of doing as an adult? Carrie said having to constantly clean my house, which is true. Like, how does a house get dirty? Like, I don't feel like I'm that messy of a person, but there's always a day in the week where you're like, why is there stuff everywhere? Like,
Life hack.
I've
been doing this for a while. If you walk by and it shouldn't be there, just pick it up as you're walking by.
No, I get that. But
always
like,
have that in your head. Your
how
house
did it get there
clean.
Though? That's the other thing though. Is like, how did that thing that's not supposed to be where it is got to where, do you get what I'm saying? Like that.
Exactly.
It doesn't make
house
sense.
House cleaning does suck. You know what you're doing is like most of the time you're not really cleaning. You're just rearranging.
You're rearranging
to make it look nicer.
You're just moving something to someplace else to make it look nice.
The other
day, Riley dropped her Nook behind our bed, and I went and I'm like, oh my God, Kiki, where did all of the, I mean, it's just dust. Like, where did all this dust cut? Like, it's just what?
Collects.
My
God. You should
God.
Look at the top of your ceiling fan.
Jeez, forget it. I'll just sell the house before I clean that thing, man. Let's see. Ryan said going to work on a schedule. Yeah, just going, I think work is something. It's just a task that we don't want to do.
Here's the thing. If you didn't have the schedule, though, would you go? I mean, or would you procrastinate all the time? I would. It would just be like school, like homework. I'd get it done the hour before.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably. No, I think you're right.
Push it off. Right.
Don had a good one, paying bills. I think, just paying for things in general. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, getting everything set up, and then you're watching. You're, okay, the electric comes out this date.
You know what I hate being? The middleman of all of it.
Yeah.
It's like, why give it to me? It's going right over there.
Just do it.
Why do I have to be in the middle of this? Like, just give it right to him.
Just take it. Just take it. All right? You know? Just take it.
Because I don't like to see it. You know, it's like, oh, there it is. And then it's gone.
Well, then when you're anticipating, like, bill day, because when you know when your bills come out, like, okay, well, mortgage comes out on this one. My electric gas comes out on this one. And you just know. The day's just ticking towards taking my money. Just take it. Just take it.
Everything is so expensive, dude.
Chrissy had a good one. Figuring out dinner every day. That is a chore. That is a task that just, like, all right, what do you want to eat? I don't know.
Figure out your appetite and what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then if you have a significant other, then you got to correlate with that.
Yeah.
You know, you got to figure what both of you want.
And the whole, like, well, I don't care. What do you want? I really don't care. What do you, like, I've gotten to the point where I'm like, just put food in front of me, all right? Just put food in front of my face.
Or dude, just making a decision trying to figure out where you're going.
Yeah.
You know, what, should we go to this joint? Should we go to that joint? No, man. Like, you'll spend an hour sitting there talking about it, and eventually you just, all right, let's just go to bed.
Honestly, kids have it made. Right? You think of everything is just done. Laundry's done for them.
Kind of served to them at all.
You know, food is done for them. Like, my daughter's living the high life right now, man. She doesn't have to worry about an effing thing.
You know what the thing was, too? Like, lunch and school?
Yeah.
Like, there's stuff you really liked, but you generally never complained. That's was food.
Exactly. Why can't we just be, like, as adults, just have cafeterias where it's like, this is what you're getting today. All right? Deal with it.
I kind of miss the cafeteria, dude.
Man, pizza.
The last time you sat down and ate in a cafeteria.
It's been a while.
Probably a camp of some sort. I don't know.
Maybe my senior year of high school. Maybe college. Not college. But then college, though, you had to pick your own meal. They didn't just have it there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it wasn't the same.
I don't like this adult thing. This adulting sucks.
This thing sucks.
This is ridiculous.
This is what I thought it was going to be when I was in third grade. I can't wait to be an adult.
I'm going to have my own apartment. I'm going to do whatever I want. It sucks.
Stay as long as you can.
All right, little Timmy, being an adult's awful. It's terrible.
Yeah.
We're just hurling towards death, and we're paying bills the whole time. Great. What a wonderful thing we got ourselves into. All right, we're going to take a break. We got more coming up. Stick around.